And what you shared there about people coming together and stuff, is that a key sort of lesson you would pass on to us, or what would be a key reflection you think you'd pass on to us?
I think one of the key things is that in church, as you've shown me there, all these different ministries with the garden and stuff, and the music and the community outreach, it's often easy to get both excited and unconsciously absorbed in what we feel God is doing with us as a church, and forgetting that here, literally, for Kirkcart Baptist Church, we're less than a stone's throw away from two other churches at the top of the hill. And I think it's certainly not a lesson that anyone needs to hear here, but I think for myself, looking back, unconsciously, we as a church recognise that while you can become absorbed and excited and see a great deal of joy and blessing in your own agenda, Jesus himself was much more interested in kingdom ministry. And for kingdom ministry to be effective, I think you have to raise your eyes up and reach out and connect with churches. And of course, what we found back then, and what is true of any ministry now, is that not only in connecting with others do you find that what we have can maybe help them, but maybe there's an area of ministry or giftedness or whatever that we are lacking, and suddenly you discover that in connecting with them you have that resource. I remember once the summer club in Trinity Church had just done the same summer club. So instead of us having to make all banana trees or whatever they were, we were able to borrow theirs. But I think that's true in kingdom ministry. We have to be, you know, connecting with others for our own well-being as pastors, but as church communities as well. And finally, I would say at the heart of everything is prayer, isn't it? It's just that sense of, Lord, what are you doing with me now, today? And Lord, where do you want to lead me this day? And perhaps whose life can I be a blessing to today? And that sense, for no matter what God's doing for us individually as a church, and it can be exciting, but we really only exist for two things, and that is to bring glory to him and to be a blessing to others.
Yeah. That's been an utter blessing to share this time with you, Chris. Thank you so much for being a part of this and being willing to share these reflections. It's been a blessing.
It's been a lovely day. Thank you for seeing all the great work that continues here. Thank you.
Thank you.